Preparation for the lesson, rare excerpts from the lesson of Kabbalist of Baruch Shalom Ashlag, with commentaries of his student and successor of Michael Eichmann. That's why we always learn, if a person can achieve Chafetz Chesed, delighting in mercy, to be content with his share, happy with his lot, then he's always happy with every little thing, every contact that he has in spirituality. He's happy with that lot. This is why our sages said, one who walks and does not do, walks to the seminary but not studying, but doesn't study, walks to the synagogue but doesn't pray, the reward for walking is in his hand. So he should be happy that he's got some hold in spirituality because he went to shul, to synagogue. If he's happy that it's so important to him to go to synagogue, even though he's not praying, that gives him gladness. So he's always okay. He can never have any dissent because what's he missing? As much hold as he has in spirituality, he's happy. Why? Should be happy for it. It should be important to him. That's why there are people who come to synagogue but can't pray. Or they come to the seminary and can't study. They don't understand what they're learning. Yes, but thank God he walked into the synagogue today, he got up. If you could extend this gladness, this is called settling for little. This is called that a person should accustom himself to live with little. We can interpret that with corporeality. It's called being content with what you have. But the intention is relates to spirituality, for being happy with your lot. If you could be in that degree, to be glad about it, to have some hold, he would never have any dissent. And with this gladness, he could rise to the highest degree, more than those with all of their philosophizing. Well, it's hard to understand what Rabash was saying, because he gives the words spiritual definitions. The synagogue is a house where people gather to unite the souls. That's the concept of a synagogue. The temple is even higher. It's where people gather to rise to the degree of Bina, and from Bina to Chochma. There's also the issue of sacrifices, when you begin to bring in the will to receive in order to bestow. But synagogue means every time people gather, and you have to have a minion, which is a perfect number of souls, a perfect of level of connection between the souls, because each of them creates a certain, provides a certain quality, and when 10 souls unite, they create a kli where the upper force can appear. So if a person goes to synagogue, meaning he wants to unite with others, or he does something, and he's got some inclination towards it, to unite with others, he knows that this is where the break-in occurred between the souls. And that's the only thing we need to correct. That's why we were born, that's why we exist. And that's the only thing we need to do. There are no other actions other than that. So even if he makes a small step forward, because he can't do something to actually unite with others, but he has some kind of inclination towards it, then he's already happy with his lot, that he's got a chance to at least do that. We learn that the first connection came on Mount Sinai, when we learned that everyone had to unite as one man, one heart. If you unite with the force of the Olfut, you'll receive the revelation of godliness, of spirituality, of the quality of bestowal between you. Because unity brings the place where you can discover the upper force, the force of bestowal. And that force appears in the bonding between people. It doesn't come from above and lands. But these people who want to unite between them in their hearts, in their desires, they are the ones that create that force. They show that force, which is therefore called creator. Come and see. Where they come to that state and see the force that has been attained in the connection between them. For this reason, one who walks towards that thing, at least the reward for walking is in his hand, meaning he made an effort, and then another effort, until in one of the times he really does come to a state where he is capable of uniting with others, and then he gets a house, the kli of the assembly, where everyone unites, gathers. All of the souls that are drawn to that goal for connection and bonding between them, and then their general desire to unite, which they elevate, this is called a prayer in public, and then that prayer is rewarded with success, with a response, and they unite, and the spiritual force, the bestowal, is between them. Divinity appears between them. This is the concept of the synagogue. And then if he's happy just with the ability to do what? Anything towards the unity between the souls, he doesn't forget that this is where the shattering happened, in this quality of unity. The breaking occurred, and he has to correct it. So he's happy, because every time another coin is added into a great account, and at some point he will be able to connect the souls together and feel in the unity between them, the quality of unity, which is called creator. Come and see. And this is why it says that the test for the right action of a person is gladness. The righteous is happy with his lot. Where it's enough, the efforts that he makes, even if he doesn't receive a response on them for now, but because all of his actions are to bestow, not in order to receive reward, then even though he is given some strength to come to the lesson, to gather, to perform an act of bestowal, to correct himself or to help the correction of others, he's happy about it because this is considered for him a great reward. And that's the only reason that we gather, and during the gathering, when we want to connect the points in our hearts, our desires for spirituality, we activate this prayer for unity, which is the real prayer, because it comes in the place of ruin, place of shattering. And when we really want, after many such exercises, to unite, and it happens, then the upper force will immediately appear to us like on Mount Sinai. They say that everyone were around the mountain of mutual hatred, but there are points in the heart called Moses, or above the hatred, above the mountain, and there they were rewarded our inclination, which are our desires for unity. By uniting, they were rewarded with the revelation of godliness. That's the concept of the real synagogue. Okay? Let's start. We'll switch to the first part of the lesson.